Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like what you're hearing right now? Then be sure to check out VOC Nation. Whether it's on VOCNation.com or your favorite podcast provider, VOC Nation offers the greatest in live and on-demand content, great interviews, and incredible insight from those who have lived the business. 7 days a week, VOCNation.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at VOC Nation.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Hi, this is the boy Diva Recataldo, and you're in the room with Kathy Stroh and my man Brady.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network on VOCNation.com and your favorite podcast platforms as well. Brady Hicks here, and tonight is going to be interesting. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We were struggling for wrestling topics, and then I kind of came up with something that's the opposite of a wrestling topic. But we're going to talk about that tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls, all that jazz as well. As I mentioned, my name is Brady Hicks. With us, as always, the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Hey, Brady, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Any news on your uncle?
No, they just put him on hospice.
Okay.
He's doing better, and he has moments where it goes bad, so.
Good days, bad days, yeah. Very sorry, Kathy. You're definitely in our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah. Of course. We also have Matt Grimm with us once again. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to give that pregnant pause of an answer that everything is just great. We also have Howard Morgan, my second favorite Morgan, of course, in the whole wide world. What's going on, Howard?
Not much, guys. What's going on?
Nothing. If you were a captain, you would be tied for, like, 1B.
Oh, jeez.
Listen,
but you're not
I'll
a captain.
Second fiddle to the captain. I'll play second fiddle to the captain. It's all good.
Always a good decision. So welcome back, everybody. And, again, it's that special time of the year. Everything outside is dying and cold. And we sit inside here in our lucky... My wife is shaking her head at me. We sit inside in the warmth and the comfort and the glow of the season. And tonight, we pretty much came to the consensus that none of us really watch wrestling live anymore. Maybe Kathy. But I haven't watched wrestling live in forever. Really?
Yeah,
well, not forever, but... No, it's like, those things are like grueling. So what I do is I watch them in my office all day while I'm working. You know? So it's more like a passive kind of thing where, like, I can't ever get bored because I'm really doing, like, important stuff while that's going on. So for me, it works, you know, and I can also fast forward commercials and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's how I do it. I don't know how everybody else tends to do it. But tonight we wanted to talk about alternatives to wrestling. In a way, it's almost like killing our own show. But what kind of things are you guys watching or doing instead of experiencing wrestling when you're not watching it live? And there's a caveat, you know. When they come to town, yes, I do watch it live. But my biggest complaint, I've said it so many times, is they don't give you a remote control when you go to the arena to fast forward past stuff. That's the biggest issue there.
Yep.
So anyway.
Yeah.
That's the plan for tonight. I figure we'll talk about that. The number to call in, 914-338-1885. I see we already have a couple callers in the queue, and we will get to you guys. We'll sprinkle you in. Right, Kathy? It's kind of like a fine seasoning, you know? You don't want to
sprinkle?
You don't want to kill the show with pepper.
Okay.
Or paprika. Or anus. Or anise, I mean. Sorry. That was not me. There we go. So what do I do? I've been watching this great new show. And by the way, Ray Bogus came up with this topic years ago, and I loved it so much. I do occasionally do it, although it's been a while. I've been binge-watching this show on Netflix called You. Have you guys ever heard of You?
No.
No.
Really? Wow. Okay. Is everybody familiar with Dexter?
Yeah.
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 Okay. It's essentially Dexter with more of a conscience, but at the same time mixed in with, like, stalker elements. So, like, he will stalk people and learn everything there is to learn about them. He'll enter into relationships with these people, and then he'll proceed to, when he really gets pissed off, to kill everybody around them who causes problem for him or her or their relationship, and he'll murder them. And it's a great show. It's an amazing show. It's really kind of creepy, but it's so good. I think it's four seasons. I just started the fourth one. I haven't even watched the first episode of the fourth season yet. But very happy with that show. That's one of my favorites. And so that's what I've been doing the last couple Mondays. I watch one of those for an hour, and then I go to sleep around 10. I was really hoping one of you guys would have seen the show just because it's so good. I could talk about it, but... I don't want to spoil it.
I'm interested after hearing that description.
It's very good. You probably have even seen trailers because the trailers are up everywhere. It's like, you know, he's basically, like, targeted this hot blonde in the first season, and, like, you know, he just learns everything about her from her over-social media use. I recommend it. It's called You.
Go check it out. Social media.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's an over-poster, you know. Not like me. So.
Measured responses from Brady always.
Yeah, tempered. Tempered. How about you, Matt? What are you doing besides wrestling?
I have two things I'm watching right now, and they are the complete polar opposites of each other. The first is The Wire, famed HBO show from about 20 years ago, which I have somehow never seen. And, you know, I figured it was about time for me to watch it because it's routinely listed as, like,
television show of all time. And I'm only into season two, and I've heard people say season two is like the weakest of the seasons, and I still have to agree that it might be the best television show of all time.
Wow.
It is a very good show.
I've never seen it.
I watched it when it was on, and it's very, very good. But, yeah, season two gets a bad rap. Season two is okay, but after the hype of the first season and how good it was, yeah, season two is just a teeny bit of a letdown, but you know, it'll ramp back up.
Yeah, and I'm still enjoying it. Like I still love the show. The whole thing has been great up to this point. So I'm excited to see what's coming up in the next couple seasons. But it's so well acted, and like, you know, I think the thing that I really like about it is that everybody in the show, whether it's the cops or the criminals, has positive aspects about them and negative aspects about them. It's not just black and white.
Good.
It's not just the cops are all good and the villains are all bad. There's layers to everything in it. It's realistic.
There is a huge gray area in there in that show.
Yeah. He's the most flawed protagonist, one of the most flawed protagonists I've ever seen.
That's funny. That is definitely on my list of things to watch. I know nothing about it, but I've heard nothing but good things. I was going to say, you're talking about Shades of Grey. That's one of the things that I love, to bring it back to wrestling for a second, about the Attitude Era. Was like, even the good guys had shades where they weren't so good. And even the bad guys had, like, motivation for why they were what they were. It was like creative writing. And everybody had the story from, like, the top of the card all the way down to the bottom of the card, and that's what made it so special. You know? Yeah, so I definitely am going to check that out. If you could, without spoiling it, what's it about?
So I can kind of tell you how it starts, but even where I'm at now, you have to watch the show to understand how it gets to that point. But it basically starts off with a criminal defendant getting off because he's got a criminal lawyer, and the criminals know how to keep everybody lawyered up, and basically a group of police is tasked with making some arrests in their cases. And they basically set up a, for lack of a better term, like a sting operation on this drug network. In the streets of Baltimore. And, you know, eventually they get wiretaps put in on the payphones that the criminals are using. So payphones, and that's funny in 2023.
yeah.
But
that kind of dates you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just goes from there into what the gation turns up and to, you know, whether or not they're successful and the ramifications of that. And it just keeps going from there.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to check that out. And Howard, you're giving it your endorsement?
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't watched it, I don't want to, you know, talk too much about it and give away because I'm not sure exactly where Matt's at. And I don't want to say anything about the show that may not have happened yet, but it's a very good show. It's a very good, they call it a crime drama, but, yeah, it is in and around the Baltimore, and a lot of it was filmed on location, so it's really – it's Baltimore, and you find yourself at times, you know, kind of like, well, I can understand why the bad guy did that, you know, or, you know, I can see why the cop had to do that. Like, you know, it's really hard to pick sides. It's not as clear cut as good guys and bad guys. It's not the old, you know, cops and robbers shows that we used to watch.
Cool. Is it funny at all? Is there any element of comedy to it? At times?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
At times. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to check this out.
And the show launched Idris Elba's career in the United States, so if you're an Idris Elba fan, you're going to find a lot to like in this show.
Okay. Cool. How about you, Kathy? What are you doing when you're not watching wrestling?
Watching Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. I heard about that recently.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I went to a quiz last week where that Yellowstone was the topic, and I knew nothing about the show.
Oh, yeah. And then watching old NCIS stuff.
Okay. Okay. Have either of you guys seen Yellowstone? Can we endorse that?
Yes. No, yeah, Yellowstone. Yeah. I'm all the way up current with Yellowstone. I'm just not happy with how it may turn out with it. I mean, there's rumors that it actually may be done. Like, they, with this break and the writer's strike, and there's a huge lawsuit between Cole Hauser and Tyler Sheridan over some things that they did or whatever. So there's a lot of animosity there, and it may have ended already, and we never really got to see an end.
I'm really upset about that too, Howard. I heard that.
it was really, really good. And you know, you fall in love with all the characters. You find something to like and hate about all of the characters, even Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Kevin Costner's the patriarch. Well, in this season or this show, he's the patriarch of the family. But you know, they have 1883, which was the prequel to it, with Sam Elliott in it. And then they did 1923, which was the in between the prequel and Yellowstone. But yeah, the only one that you really kind of like all the way through is Cole Hauser. He's really, really easy to like and does a lot of wrong things for the right reasons.
Is that
okay.
Rip?
That's Rip, yes.
I love it. I love Rip.
I'll send you a clip of Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's not just like watching Bison walk across the screen.
I'll send you a clip of it where these bikers come and destroy part of Kevin Costner's farmland, and Costner tells them, you know, Rip tells them not to come back or something bad's going to happen. Well, they come back, and you have to see what happens to them.
Something bad happens. Okay.
Yeah, it's really...
Dump a mud hole.
It's really done well. It's, you know, and I think all of them play a great character. His daughter is Beth. I don't know what her real name is.
Yeah.
But she's just as evil as they come. But, again, she's doing a lot of evil for a lot of the right things, for a lot of the right reasons.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Howard?
Well, I got two shows that I don't want to say discovered, but because of Hulu and Netflix, I didn't watch them when they were on, and I just got into them. One is The Big Bang Theory.
You like that, really?
Yeah. I love it.
I think I'm the only person in the world that doesn't like that show.
I'm actually watching it now. I mean, the sound's off, but I'm kind of, you know, watching it. And then the other one is Young Sheldon, which you probably don't like either.
I never watched that.
That's the prequel to The Big Bang Theory. And
I
kind of just got into both of them. And then, I have a kind of a ritual or whatever when I go to bed. Like, I got to have noise on either the TV or usually I put my earbuds in because my wife's trying to sleep. The light from the TV, you know, I don't want the TV on, so I put MASH, the old TV show MASH, on my earbuds, and I fall asleep or listening to that. And I watch it every night.
Instead of Raw. Yeah, you're listening to MASH. Okay. I used to love that theme. My dad used to watch that show. Yeah. Do you guys watch Big Bang Theory? I could never get into it.
I couldn't get into it. Yeah.
I was like, it's one of Kelly's favorite shows, but like, anytime I sit down, I just find the characters so like whiny and abrasive. It's like, and like, arrogant. I don't know. I just it never struck me as funny. I like David and Darlene. I know they're from Roseanne. I know they're on it. But I don't know. Just me. What do you like about it, Kathy? What's good about it?
I think it's actually very humorous sometimes.
Okay.
You know, and you know, you get the one guy being, you know, he's such an intellectual and he's got all these, you know, phobias or stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then, what's her name that used to be on Blossom?
Mm-hmm. Miami Bialik or Bialik.
Yeah. I liked it, you know.
Okay. I do think it's funny, the one character on there, he clams up. He won't talk whenever a woman's in the room. I think that's pretty funny. Kind of reminds me of high school all over again, Matt.
Oh.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
513, you're declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones, as we tend to do. And we're going to bring on Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Speaking about things dying.
Rat Boy, you know, Rat Boy, rather than you telling us.
I hope you got my presents ready.
Oh, I got your present ready. Yep. You look for a delivery any day now. Rather than you tell us what you do when you're not watching wrestling, can we guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
Okay. I think that you've got an aging block of cheese that's moldy in the corner that you just kind of nibble on whenever you're not watching wrestling.
No. 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 Nope.
Okay.
Wrong.
Does anybody else have a guess?
No,
anybody else
you
have a guess?
Stole my guess. You stole my guess, lady.
Well, let me give you another one. Let me give you another one. You like to wet paper towels and leave them in the corner.
Wrong.
Does he chew through the walls of his apartment to get into other people's apartments
That's a good one. Do you chew through the walls of your apartment to get into other people's apartments?
No.
Do you go through the heater ducts?
No.
To get into other people's apartments?
No, boy, these are naughty, naughty questions. No, we're naughty,
do
naughty
you,
people here.
Do you watch old wrestling on the WWE now, like on Peacock? Do you watch old stuff?
No.
Wow.
Well, once it happened.
No, hold on. I'm not done. I'm not done.
Hold on.
I'm not done. Do you make your own yogurt?
No.
Do you make your own cheese using your feet or fingers?
No.
You got any, Matt? I can't think of any more. I'm trying. I really don't want to give it up to him.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Does he plot against his enemies?
That's really nice. Do you plot against your enemies, Rat Boy?
Does he run around his apartment trying to rip his T-shirt off, thinking he's Hulk Hogan?
Sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Do you?
There
Sometimes.
You go.
That's your first one. That's a good one.
Rap boy, when you go into the
when there's a female here, that's when I do it.
Hey, hold on. Go ahead.
Like a white, like just like a white undershirt, or like do you actually have like a Hulk Hogan T-shirt that you'll rip?
It's a onesie.
I got one drawer full of yellow shirts.
So you're saying
I believe that. I believe that. When you rip the shirt, do you use it to make, like, bedding so that you can, you know, use the bathroom or sleep?
No. After I rip the shirt off, my cat lays on it, and still lays on it, and he's still laying on one right now.
Does your cat chase you around your apartment?
No.
Like Tom and Jerry.
No, I chase him.
Okay.
So like when
Jerry gets all big and like muscular and chases after Tom, it's like that, except it's you.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend. I used to work in a supermarket. Well, not really a friend, but he more like a coworker. Well, yeah, I worked with him. He smelled so bad sometimes. And you know, like he was always getting in trouble for coming in late to work. And they were like, "If you're not showering, how are you?" Like, just they would like say mean things to him. Like, "If you're not showering, why are you always late for work?" You know. And blah, blah, blah. Well, one time, he came home from work, and he took off his work shirt, and he threw it in the corner. And he went to sleep. And he had to work the next morning, Matt. And when he got up, his cat had pissed on his shirt.
Oh, no.
Pissed on his shirt. And he's always getting trouble for breaking the uniform. So what did he do? He put on the shirt.
He
wore it to work, and they sent him home with two extra shirts.
Oh my God!
That was funny.
He's lucky they didn't fire him.
I know, but he really was trying to do the right thing. You know, he really was trying.
God. People take a shower.
Rathboy, has your cat ever? What?
People, take a shower.
I know. Ratboy, has your cat ever pissed on your clothes?
Nope, never.
All right, so what? I give up then. What do you do? What do you do when you're watching, instead of watching wrestling?
Okay, if I'm not watching wrestling, okay, sometimes I go check around. You know, people, you know, I go door to door here in apartments, checking up on everybody, make sure that everybody's all right.
You check up on them.
Nothing,
what do you mean, like?
Terrifying there.
Yeah, for the last couple of weeks now, that's what we've been doing, you know, because after my neighbor passed away, you know,
right?
We've been on the ball with that stuff.
God, that would be enough to wake me from the dead. What time do you begin your rounds when you walk around and check on everybody?
4 a.m.
No, we do around 11. 11 o'clock in the afternoon.
You guys have peepholes?
Right.
Huh?
You guys have peepholes on your doors?
Yeah, little holes.
What was that horror movie where, like, they'd look through the peephole and these, like, horrible things were happening outside?
I don't know about that one.
Just imagine, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Ding dong.
Hello.
Better yet, it's 4 in the morning, and he picks the lock, and he's standing next to you in bed. You wake up, and that's the first thing you see. He don't even ring the bell. He just comes in.
You doing all right in here? Oh, man. That needs to be a show on Netflix.
Yeah, right. And I'm the star that knocks on the door and they can look at me.
Oh, my sides hurt. Oh, my gosh.
So, wait a minute. How can I see Arrow Hole because of his eye? He can't see that good.
All right.
No, I got that fixed, man. I got it fixed. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, how many neighbors do you check on any given round?
I do at least 15 doors here on my floor. I'm a floor captain now.
You just knock on the door and ask, are you all right?
Yeah. You all right? You okay? That's all. If they say you're okay, then you mark it down, you're okay. Huh?
Oh, you mark it down.
Yeah.
Now, in the time that you've been doing this, has anybody not been okay?
Everybody's been okay except for my friend Gladys, you know. Oh, knocked on her door. I said, damn, you're not looking good. She said, no, I'm tired and all. I said, at least I'm checking up on you. You know, I'll be doing it every day.
You're up before in the morning.
You're not looking good.
No, I don't do it that early. No way.
Oh, this poor lady.
Do you think if she's taken out? She's got 15 people.
She's got Rapley knocking on her door saying, you don't look good.
No, she didn't. She
I guess that's how you know your life has hit rock bottom.
What happened, the third day?
Can only go up.
The third day, right, I said, man, Gladys didn't show up here at 8 o'clock in the morning. I wonder what happened to her. I said, well, let me go start checking today around 10:30 and find out if she's okay. Because she's come over here in the morning to have coffee with me.
Okay. How much would it cost for you to dress up like Jesus and do these visits?
Or the Grim Reaper.
That was my next one, actually.
I don't know.
Like, what are you?
I got other stuff, you know, when I'm not watching the show.
He'll be like, he'll be holding up his wrists to show you. Oh, God, I'm going to get canceled. Oh, good.
What are we going to have now? Come on.
I'm just playing. I'm still Catholic.
I know you are. I know you're only teasing, you know, busting chops here, you know.
I'm really
chops,
not.
You know,
yeah. Pork chops, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And other stuff I do, like I put some of that nice 80 music on, you know. From
80 music?
And the 80 music, the 80s.
Oh, I thought you meant like that 80-year-olds listen to.
No.
Like Titanic.
I listen to 80s music because I grew up to that music. You know?
Should I be depressed that Rat Boy grew up to the same music that I did?
The 80s, man.
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Because he was still 15 years older than me when he did that.
But, yeah. So you
put on 80s music. Anything in particular? Are you like a Wham fan? Like, what's your go-to?
Actually, I just saw the documentary on Wham on Netflix, and that was pretty good.
Why am I not surprised?
I like the 80s music. You know, like Georgia Satellite from the 80s.
Yep.
Remember that song? I got money in my pocket, going jingle-ling-a-ling. That's right, baby. Keep your hands to yourself.
He pretty much nailed it.
He did.
Yeah.
I thought it was them. I thought we were listening to a concert.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I know. He could be like Millie Vanilli here.
You know, plus, you know, I listen to music, I browse around on the internet, and if I get bored, I go right to my casino site and start playing on a slot machine.
No, okay, so we'll talk about that, the gambling, in a second. But what website, other than wrestling and Facebook and gambling, what's your most frequent website?
It has to be eBay.
B-Day?
eBay.
Oh, eBay. eBay.
eBay.
Okay.
eBay,
I thought you said B-Day.
Or Swagbucks.
You still do Swagbucks? I was doing that like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Do you ever win stuff?
Yeah. I go right into my PayPal, I cash it out, go right to my PayPal, then I go to eBay and buy stuff. Wow. Good thinking, huh?
Yeah. I always wonder how you get money to buy things.
Yeah, keep the money where it's at. You know, right there on the computer. And that's where it stays
okay.
at. All the money I make on the computer, I buy stuff. Okay?
There you go. See, he's making his money work for him.
Yeah, it works for me, you know. And plus, I go to dollar box, something like that.
Dollar box?
Not
familiar with that.
No.
One. Yeah.
No, it's inbox dollar.
Nah.
My point.
Do I even want to talk about that?
I do them all. I do them all.
Dollar.
Inbox dollar. It's called.
And what does that do?
It's the same thing as Swagbucks.
Okay. Now, do you ever take these winnings and buy, like, binoculars or other kinds of spy equipment for when you check on your neighbors?
No.
Can you imagine you're, like, looking out the window? You're the floor above Russell. You're looking out the window.
Listen.
And all of a sudden, like, the little, like, periscope kind of pops up in the corner.
No. I save it all up. I save it all up. Okay? There you go.
And then you do it
money.
All at once.
I got money to buy Christmas presents. Wow. Look at that. Worked for a whole year. Look at how much money I got. I got something like $500 there. I'm going Christmas shopping.
I wish
shopping.
I took sound clips.
Right there on eBay.
I wish I took sound clips. All right. Anything else you do for fun when you're not watching wrestling?
Yeah. I go to the park casino, go to Walmart, go shopping with my mom, you know, and hang downstairs once in a while. Sometimes I sing in the shower.
Okay. So you do shower when you're not watching wrestling?
Yeah, you know. Well, I'm mostly watching wrestling anyway, you know.
Have you quit cigarettes, Rat Boy?
I cut down a lot. I think I'm down to 5 cigarettes a day now.
Well, I mean, I guess that's pretty good if you're a smoker. Yeah. Because he used to have this smell that just kind of permeated everything. If you can believe that.
Yeah, it was the cigarettes and the alcohol all mixed in the one.
Yeah. But you're doing better now.
Yes,
you're looking
I am.
Better,
yeah,
too.
Yes, I am.
You're looking, but you're eating better. You cook for yourself?
Yeah. Actually, I don't cook. Wait a minute. I don't cook. My air fryer does the cooking.
Okay, hey, air fryer is pretty good.
Yes.
You know what I use? I have one of those George Foremans. Those things are amazing.
That's another good movie on Netflix you got to watch. Big George Foreman. You got to watch that. That's his biography.
Is it about a guy that cooks hamburgers and chicken lean?
No.
Yeah.
But he does bring that into the movie about that, you know.
Okay.
But that was a good movie. I saw that one too.
Okay.
And,
what else we got?
Okay, what else we got? This Thursday,
yeah, what else
I'll
got?
Be
I
down
feel like
Columbus.
The show is dying.
This Thursday morning, I'll be down Columbus, as you know. Maybe Saturday, I will go to that convention in Philly at the arena.
If Rep was checked
on
the show, we wouldn't be okay. You're going to the show? Oh, you're going to Icons. Is it this Saturday?
This Saturday, yep.
Now, who are you going to bother the most when you're there?
You know, there's two people I want to see. Three people. First person is Mr. Tony Atlas. Because he's showing me when I was all bandaged up, and he says, that's going to take a long while to heal. And I tell you what, he's right.
It did. Would have been funnier if, like, your face was all bandaged up so he didn't know what you look like, and then you go back and explain who you were, and he thinks it's because of why your face was bandaged is why you look like that.
No, what happened was that when we were down in Atlanta, all right, he was there talking, okay, about this he said, man, I want to get a super fly snicker fast. Man, this kid.
He was at breakfast with us.
Yeah, he said, this kid got in a ring saying happy birthday. All of a sudden, a cake went in his damn face. And I said, what? There he is. Right? And all of a sudden, when they had the convention up here for the last George Collectibles had a convention at the school there. He was there. He turned around and said, you ain't the kid from Atlanta, are you? I said, yeah. He said, what happened to you? I said, I shattered my collarbone.
He said,
I'm going to take a long time to heal up. Huh? Yeah.
He should.
He's still wrapped up and tell Tony Atlas the story hasn't healed yet. How long does it take?
Yeah, I should do that.
You should go dressed as the Yeti.
Yeti.
And I want to see Dawn Marie. You know, Dawn Marie's going to be there. I got to see her.
Okay.
You know, maybe me and her could get a match going. You know. Nail versus nail match.
A nail versus nail match?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Her nails against my toenails. And find out who's the best.
Did someone tell you that your toenails are really good or something?
No, I said tool nails.
Tool nails?
Yeah, the nails. For the wall.
What
the
hell are you talking about, Matt?
For the
I
wall?
Have no idea what he's talking about.
Hang pictures?
I am lost.
Nails? You know, with a hammer? Nails?
Oh,
nails with a hammer?
You're going to bring, like, metal nails with you. Like
yes,
fight.
Metal nails. I'm going to put them all over the ring.
He's going to nail Dawn Marie, is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying.
And after that, I had to see this one great person that I really like. I did have a secret rendezvous with her. Back in the day, down in Atlanta.
Socialville?
No. Yes.
Socialville?
Yes.
He's a big Socialville fan.
She came to my apartment, you know, my place there, you know, my hotel.
She helped you check on your neighbors?
We had our cheesecake in our sexy glass of wine. Everything.
Too much. PMI.
Did you make cheese with her?
We put
cottage cheese?
No. No, we just sat there and talked, you know, that was it, you know, and had cheesecake.
Fromunda cheese? Did you have Fromunda cheese?
I got to see her.
No Fromunda cheese?
I got to tell you something.
I was trying to get him to bite.
No. I forgot to tell you something.
Fromunda cheese with her? Who brought the Fromunda cheese?
Come on, Brady. You may have heard any friends, and that's it, okay? That's one of my
You're the one who told me you had her back to your apartment in your underwear wearing, like, drinking wine or whatever.
Not this apartment. I mean, the one in Atlanta when we went to do that convention. When I stepped in line to get something to eat, and Roddy Piper bought my food, and he sat right next to me, and we talked.
Green monster cheese?
No.
Nah. The good old days, Rat Boy.
I know.
They'll never be
back. I want to tell you something right now, okay? Back in the day, okay, Johnny Cashmere has his own little show going on now on Facebook and YouTube about his show coming up. The other day I was on it, right, and I was chatting, right, and his old manager, Donnie V, okay, Donnie V said, "Boy, is that Rat Boy? He's still living? Boy, I haven't seen him in years."
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm still, and plus Johnny Cashmere is going to be at the convention this weekend with the new Back Seat Boys.
I got you.
Now, in fact, I'll be going to his show on New Year's Eve day.
Is that New Year's Eve? Yeah.
Yep.
I was invited to that, but I don't think I can make it.
But he's looking for an announce team. Maybe me and you could do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe me and you and Howard could do it.
I think I'm busy.
Yeah, maybe just you and Howard can do it. We're looking to branch out.
I think I'm busy.
Yeah,
maybe you and Kathy can do it.
Before the new year.
Kathy's an experienced color person. Color commentator, I mean. Obviously.
Yeah, he puts a meet up with somebody Thursday so he can give me some flyers so I can pass them out down Columbus.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
It is a plan.
What is the best thing? Did you ever see Charlotte's Web?
Charlotte's Web?
Yeah.
You mean Charlotte's...
The
Blair's Web or Charlotte?
No, the book, Charlotte's Web. The movie,
pig.
Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, you ever see the pig movie?
I read the book. I didn't see the movie.
You didn't see the movie with Templeton dancing around the fair? I was going to ask what the best thing to eat off the ground at Columbus is. You don't remember that? A fair is a veritable smorgasbord.
Go inside.
Smorgasbord.
I'll tell you what.
Crowd has ceased.
I tell you right now.
Each night, when the lights go out.
You go inside, okay? Inside that building
it
there.
It can be found on the ground. All around.
Caught a chicken coop.
Oh, what a ratly feast.
Rich in the hands. I got a better
right, go
version.
Ahead. Go ahead.
The best thing is, on the Columbus ground, go inside the building, go to the chicken coop, and order some JoJo's. Yeah, order some JoJo's.
What the hell's that?
They're breaded potatoes, and they are good.
And that's at the chicken coop?
Yes.
I will
definitely try
them.
One more thing I got to say. Right. And guess what? It might happen.
What?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, the one I used to know. We're having a white Christmas after all this year.
All right, buddy.
Okay. And I talk to you sometime soon, Brady, because you're right across the dirty side of the river here. And everybody else, I catch everybody else on Thursday night right here on the VOC Nation.
Yeah, what's the topic, Rat Boy, for WCW Retro?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, you're on a free ball.
Oh. Maybe we should go with people, the wrestlers from the movies. Because the wrestlers got one.
I'll check with your boss on that.
Yeah. Well, there's one just came out on Netflix last week, the superhero from The Rock. Rock plays a superhero.
Hey, Rat Boy, one of the listeners sent me a message. They want to know how much it would take. Like, what could we pay you to get you listed on Pet Finder? Would you do that?
He'd do it for a Wawa gift card.
A Wawa gift card.
I think he's more of a 7-Eleven guy, but...
No, not 7-Eleven no more. I don't got no stores around me. There's no stores around me. Except for a little corner store. I don't got no 7-Eleven, no Wawa around my way.
So can we put you on Pet Finder?
Hey, if you want to make the show better, let's do it.
It'll make the show better. It'll make the show better. Howard, would you adopt Rat Boy if you saw him on Pet Finder?
I have a no pet clause in my condo. Sorry.
Mm. How about you, Matt? I know you've got a couple pets. How about a rat?
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
How about if I dress up like an elf and have Santa Claus come and find me?
What if he's spayed or neutered? Does that change it?
I don't know. I don't care what you guys do. Put me on Pet Finder. I don't care. Put your shoes on.
Pay me. If it's good for the
show. I don't care. Hey, put it this way.
I'm listening. Put it on.
When you guys say never, put all these wrestlers, right? To me, you only live once. Do anything you can. Because you only live once.
So we have permission to neuter him.
Yeah, he didn't say that exactly. But
I'm too old for that stuff now.
Kind of how he framed it.
He kind of implied it.
You only live once.
Go get spayed.
We'll do it during the drunken episode. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
people live remote.
Right.
We could do anything. Okay. You only live once. Remember that. You know. That's the way to go out. You know.
Yeah. Just make all your neighbors in your apartment complex feel a little safer. That's all.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, keeping them safe here. They all love
me. When you knock for them, do you tell them, like, I'm just checking to see how you are. I'm always watching. You ever say that?
Do you think he goes around dressed like the big boss man doing that?
How amazing would that be? Or better yet, the guardian angel.
No, Edgar, what happened to my neighbor, you know, last month and all, you know, 2 months
yeah.
ago.
You put cameras in everybody's apartment.
Because we do double checks now here
yeah.
in this place, you know.
You use your swag bucks to buy some Google Nests, and everybody's got one.
Yeah, okay.
Are you getting annoyed with me, Rat Boy? I'm just playing.
I know you're only playing. I was just, you know.
He's like the
Brady,
most
tough.
Even-tempered
hey, Brady,
guy
come
ever.
Come back
like.
To reality, okay? Stop
Dustin
playing.
Would have been, like, railing on me online. I'm never calling back. You guys don't take
yeah.
me seriously.
But I know you guys are joking around.
I'm done.
That's all what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know? That's what it's all
that's
about.
What I make it
joking
all
around.
Yeah.
Joking around and having fun. Some of these people say, hey, they don't take a joke like that, you know, and they'll just punch you out, you know?
If you're not getting shit on, you're getting on shit.
Just like my buddy I saw a couple weeks ago here at the party, the GJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I call him the N word. Okay.
What?
Dude,
don't say that. What?
He stood there in the corner, started laughing.
You shouldn't do that.
Laughing.
You shouldn't.
No,
do that.
He knows I'm joking around. You know, and he.
That's what Hulk Hogan said.
Yeah. But I tell
now
you
he's
what,
not
you
allowed
know.
On AEW because of it.
What is that?
Fortunately, he's
always
got WWE.
He called me that first, right? But I called him back
mm-hmm.
to it.
Okay.
He called me the N word. I call him back the N word.
All right. You don't paint your face when you do it, right?
I should, huh?
No, you shouldn't.
Not do that.
No, you shouldn't.
You should not.
I guess
you should not.
Oh, there's only one person that done it.
What about like when you're spying on people, you could do it maybe. Like in Zoolander when he's in like the coal mine and he pops
there's,
out
there's
and he's like,
one
surprise!
Person that done it and. There's one person that's done it. Okay,
I know, and he got
back.
Edited out. He got edited
no.
out, though.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Mr. Al Jolson.
Oh, God. I thought you meant Roddy Piper.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought he was talking about Piper.
No,
Al
Jolson.
That was
it.
What? That was like the 40s, wasn't it? Or the 50s?
50s.
30s or 40s, yeah. It was.
Not okay. Not okay.
Yeah.
Do you fashion yourself an Al Jolson of sorts?
No.
Okay.
Because he's done one song with that face.
Yeah. Rap Boy does it and walks around singing Wham.
Yeah.
What else
wake
you got?
Wake me up before you go, go.
God,
I like that
show.
Song. Wake me up before.
The show is on life
go,
support,
go.
Rat Boy.
Hmm. You know, I'm trying
take
to,
care, man.
Yeah. Take care.
Take care.
Tell this whisper. Okay, I gotta get going. You know, I'm busy here.
Oh, good.
You know, I gotta
timing.
Do my room check. I got what time is it?
Go do your room check.
Yeah, I gotta.
Hey, can you stay on the phone and do the room check with us here?
Huh?
Can we listen?
Can you stay on the phone and do the room check with us?
No, we can't do
what?
That.
Why?
I can't walk around and I can't walk in the hallway with the phone in my hand and talk to you.
Why? Why you don't have a cell phone?
I would do it next week. Next week.
Do it now.
I would do it. I do
what
it
do you
next
gotta tell
Tuesday.
Them all ahead of time? By the way, Howard, can you run the board next Tuesday? Put you on the spot and run the show.
Yeah.
I can't make it. Or at least I might be late.
I might be late.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna have me and Brady's gonna come over to my place and he's gonna help me knock on the doors.
I'm gonna do wellness check.
Because there's a lot of
wrestling
fans here.
But I do think it would be a great idea if you took us with you while you did it.
Yeah, on camera?
Yeah, like right now.
We could
just hold the phone in your hand and go do a check. I want to hear it.
I need two hands. I need my paper, my pen.
We need two hands. He needs a pen.
And my bat.
Why, where's your other hand usually? Are you
going
to be okay?
What are you taking a bat for?
Those guys are going to jump in the hallway.
You need one hand.
You need one hand
to knock, and the other hand is in his pocket.
It's hidden from view. Walks around with
Please let us do a ride along while you do
no,
a wellness.
I'm not doing my room check. My room check's not until 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, we'll go to commercial and we'll call you back at 9 o'clock and we'll do it.
Yeah. Just one. Can
we?
Come on, just give us one door.
I already checked. There's only one person. Okay, that is across the hallway. Been knocking on her door all day, and she's the only one I didn't check up on yet.
Oh,
you don't check on anybody more than once?
I asked somebody. She coming home later. I said, "You sure?"
I did ask about her
downstairs. So I said, "She's not answering her door for the last couple of days, and a white piece of paper is still on her door." That they pass around.
You need like a little piece of paper that says like Rat Boy was here.
Right.
Can we please go with you when you check on her at 9?
Just one.
I'll be quiet, I promise.
Right.
You have a chance to turn this whole show around right here.
Yeah.
Tell me you wouldn't rather do a door check with Rat Boy than watch NXT right now.
I'm proud NXT was on.
The white paper still on her door.
There's wrestling every night of the week.
Yeah, I'm actually watching.
Yeah, right.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Muted, but I'm watching it.
Nice.
I got my music station on. If I shut the music off, that's it.
What's that?
That's it. The cat would attack me big time if I showed up
the
music.
Turn the music off. That'll be fun.
Yeah. That cat would go haywire and say, "Yo, I want my music back on.
I want my MTV."
Yeah, MTV. What happened to MTV? All gone.
All right, Rat Boy. So are we going to do this wellness check at 9?
Yes.
I'm not sure yet.
Come on. Oh, my God.
Oh,
please.
I'll let you know.
You don't even have to tell them. I'll just leave the phone in your pocket, and I'll hear it.
You'll hear something if you use it in his pocket.
Oh, wait a minute. Today's Tuesday, huh? Yeah. No, I do that tomorrow night at 9.
No, he's a liar.
It's a surprise.
No. No, we do it every other day.
It's a pop check.
We do it every other day. I done mine yesterday.
But if you do it unannounced, then it's a pop check. You're surprised,
right.
Like a pop quiz. Except you're checking for pops.
No, there's a lot of old people here, man. They might be sleeping now, some of them.
Then why do you do it at 9 o'clock?
Right, she's doing like 4:30.
No, only one person. She's not home yet.
4:30, right after dinner.
Wait outside her door until she gets there.
Yeah. She lives right across the hall from me. They said she'd be
As part of the check, do you make sure that the door is locked?
No, I don't trust the door. I only knock, and that's it.
Now, if the door were cracked open, would you go and wait inside for them to come back?
No.
Just wait in the closet. They won't even see it.
I will go downstairs and tell the security guard to come up there and check.
Yeah, but who's doing a wellness check on the security guard? Is that you?
No.
Okay.
Somebody,
so is this, who's checking on you?
The blind girl.
The blind girl.
I should have known. That was a stupid question.
No, she called me up to make sure I'm okay and all. She didn't make me dinner tonight.
Okay. All right.
She made me dinner.
Now, so the wellness check is tomorrow at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, how about a new show on VOC Nation? I'll cancel Rock and Roll Union in a second. What about a show where, like, Howard runs the board and you just go around and knock on people's doors and talk to them?
Yeah, okay.
It's called Door Check.
Door Check.
Door Check.
Come on.
No, me,
it's called Predator at Your Door.
About,
right.
Talking about...
There's a rat at my door.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
We should do this on video.
Yeah, don't get out of control there. I had a good idea.
No, it is a good idea. You know, maybe we can have a show.
What about a Facebook Live? What about a Facebook Live where you do it?
If I could do that.
Can you do Facebook Live? Like, you just, like, record them when they open the door?
Yeah, I probably could do that in a couple of days.
Why don't you do it tonight?
I'm gonna do it in my elf costume. How's that? Just knock on the door.
No, I want you to go now.
Now.
You know you have the elf costume on already. Come on.
All right.
I'm going to do it in my elf costume because we got a big Christmas party here next Monday. Yeah, next Monday we got a Christmas party. That means I'll be knocking on everybody's door. Say, yo, come on, come downstairs, join the party. Me in an elf costume.
Okay.
Because some of them are stubborn to come down. If they see me dressed up like that, I say, come on down to the party. We got a lot of free food and all that other stuff. Come on down. Santa Claus bought all this stuff.
Come on down.
You're killing
me,
man.
But you do have to come over here and meet some of these people. They are very, very nice.
I'll do that the first time you do a door check on the show.
And plus, half of them are wrestling fans in here.
That ain't good. That ain't good. I don't like talking to wrestling fans.
Oh, come on. These are not older people. They got to
watch the sign of mental illness. Yeah.
Well, we got this one guy named James Brown, okay?
That's his
James
name.
Brown,
really?
That's his real name. That's his real name. Huh? Yeah.
Does his brother
he's Brown.
Feel good?
Yes, he
does.
Does
his brother Leroy Brown ever stop by?
No.
Okay.
No, well.
Baddest man.
Me and him, when I first moved here, me and him used to sit and talk outside about wrestling. You know, before he was blind, you know, he used to watch all this old-time wrestling. And he still remembers all this
No
stuff.
Wonder he enjoys it. That's awful.
Oh, my God.
But he's a nice guy to talk to, though. He could tell you things that you don't even know, Brady.
Yeah. Is he very insightful? No.
That's no. Cool. No.
No, he's blind.
But he can tell you stories that you never heard of all these wrestlers that he knew.
Okay.
All right. I said, wow, that's something different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I he was just going on and on, I walked away. I said, James, I see you tomorrow. It's getting late. Good night. Go on.
Is his name really James Brown?
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's pretty amazing. I don't know why.
You know what?
Does he have a cat?
No.
You know, like James Brown versus the cat? No.
Hang on for a minute.
We just don't check his neighbor.
Hang on.
What are you doing? Hey, huh? What are you doing?
How you doing?
Hang on.
I can't even tell if this is funny or not. You think it's funny to me.
Always.
But I feel like I lost people like an hour ago.
Hang on. I'm in a hallway.
Uh-oh.
While you're doing that, I'm going to bring on Tora.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, Tora. Who are you stalking tonight, girlfriend?
Nobody. Just chilling, watching wrestling.
You just watching wrestling?
Yeah. NFC.
Now, what do you do when you're not watching wrestling?
Yeah, I chill with my daughter at her house and watch a little bit of TV until I'm ready to go home.
What's your favorite show to watch with her? You a big Dexter fan?
Yeah.
I'm at the door. Room check.
All right, hold on. Hold on, Tori.
We have a live remote.
He's not really checking. He's full of crap.
He's not. He's knocking on his own door.
Room check.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Boy,
if nobody's answering, Rat Boy, you got to go in. Perform CPR.
Kick the door down.
Room check.
Okay.
That's gotta be the worst apartment to live in
ever. Sure?
Why?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, why?
Because I just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hang on for a minute. Brady.
I heard it. Huh? It was everything I suspected and more.
Oh, you was in bed already? Oh, man. Oh. Okay. Okay.
He's getting arrested.
All right. All right, Brady, you ready for this?
You gotta say to her, you got got.
Hang on.
You're on candid camera.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Brady.
What?
Who's the other person? I'm going to ask this person, okay? Who's the other blind person in the building?
James Brown.
There.
Okay.
Didn't mean there was a James Brown living in the building.
Oh, yeah.
I believed him.
Yeah, I thought he was dead.
I believe him. It's got to be the worst place to live. It really does.
You get
Rat Boy knocking on your door every 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep. Wait, you're not going to your program?
No,
I'm just
the
first time. Okay. Oh, let me go back upstairs.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to come down, because they didn't believe me that there was a James Brown that lived here.
Tell you'll be back at 9:30 to make sure she's good.
One more time
before bed.
No, I'm not coming back at 9:30.
You do a turn down service. You leave a chocolate on the pillow.
Right. Huh?
A little rat turd on the pillow.
Okay, we really are blowing our load here. This could have all been the drunken episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, I'll find it.
I don't see their head down here.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Now there, okay? I'm everybody left tonight.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's take a real quick commercial break. And
we'll
resume this on the other side.
Come back for the room check.
We'll come back for the room check tour. I'll bring you back as well. Hold on, guys. So 914-338-1885. It's in the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
VOC Nation's own Stro Maestro suffered a major medical and financial catastrophe this year. From the VOC Nation family, to all of you, please continue to pray for Stro Maestro for his continued recovery. You can also donate to his cause, paypal.me/PapaStro. The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are. And we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs. Yeah, you get nasty. Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Phil Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, Tony here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is?
Well,
I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found a true world champion. I finally found...
What's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think, I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion.
Hear exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Phil Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiant?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a loss.
Did Hangman have anything to do?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is that the rules, as I always understood them, wanted to use the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That's nice. It was.
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
All right, that's taking way too long. I'm sorry, guys. Welcome back to In the Room, the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, VOCNation.com, and your favorite podcast providers. Brady Hicks here. I've got with me Matt Graham. I've got Howard Morgan, and I've got you guys as well. Again, 914-338-1885. We've got Rat Boy conducting wellness checks in his apartment as we speak. We're going to bring him back on shortly. And tonight, by the way, we're talking about things that we do when we're not watching wrestling, which is why Rat Boy's knocking on people's doors. that's where we are tonight. That's where we are. Before we kind of jump back into the serious discussion, Howard, what's going on for WCW Retro this week?
I think we're going to kind of keep it open. We do have, you know, our new start time is 8 o'clock on Thursday nights, 8 to 10, and we'll just kind of keep an open discussion and kind of see where it goes. I mean, like we said on the show, the wrestling just has not been very talkative or, you know, over the last couple of weeks. I'm hoping maybe something changes between now and Thursday, but I just think we're going to keep it open and, you know, talk what, you know, whatever the callers want to talk about.
Okay. And I do have to say, it's topical, and it's killing me to say it. I feel like CM Punk is over in WWE. I didn't think that would be the case, except in certain markets. He actually got fans to boo Seth Rollins, and I think that's pretty remarkable. So I just worth mentioning, you know, but we're talking about things that we do when we're not watching wrestling. Have either of you guys seen this show? And I want to do this before we get back to Rat Boy and the other callers. Have either of you guys heard of this cartoon on Netflix called Big Mouth?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar? Well, it's got a bunch of comedians on it that you probably would know, like Nick Kroll's on it, Maya Rudolph's on it. It's a bunch of people, basically, that, like, kind of B-list actors that, like, are mostly known for their comedy. It's a cartoon about boys and girls in a class that are going through puberty and experiencing sex stuff for the first time. It's hilarious. It is hilarious.
I'll have to check that out. What is it? It's on Netflix?
It's called Big Mouth. It's on Netflix, yeah.
Netflix, okay.
Like the kid's having a sleepover, and he's got, like, his, like, sexy thoughts manifest as a demon. So this demon visits him. He's having a sleepover, trying to talk him into, like, basically masturbating while his friend is sleeping in the next bed over.
Oh.
It's hilarious. It doesn't sound funny. It is so funny. It's got a few of the guys from the TV show The League, if you're familiar with that, from like FX and FXX like 10 years ago.
Yep.
It's good. It's really good. I recommend it. Little perversion for your day. Yeah, so that's where we are. We're going to bring Rat Boy back on. We do have other callers. Well, actually, he just dropped off, but I'm sure he'll come back. All right, Rat Boy. Yeah, where are we at?
Okay. All right, I'm still in the same place. Now she's feeding me cookies.
Who, the one that you knocked on at first?
I got nothing. I wish we had video of this.
So what kind of – she's giving you her cookie?
Yeah, I got cookies. I got oatmeal cookies with icing on them.
Oh, okay. All right, where's your apartment? I'm going to go do a wellness check.
Oh, all right, I just found out.
We'll bring Tora back.
I found out by this female here.
What?
Hey,
I love how he calls women females, by the way. It's hilarious.
She goes to this program, okay? And there's a person there named Elizabeth Taylor. She's in her 60s.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. James Brown, Elizabeth Taylor, and I'm sitting with a lady named Dawn. Her middle name is Marie. Dawn Marie. Ain't that something?
We have officially crossed over to the Twilight Zone.
That is something.
Yeah.
That's something.
It is. A lot of famous stars are here in the building that you don't even know about.
Just gotta find Elvis.
Is that it, man?
Yeah.
You're losing my interest here.
Want to say hi?
Yeah. Go knock on the door.
You don't want to talk.
Howard, you say
talk.
Hi. I don't do hi. I don't talk to people.
No. Hi. She don't want to talk. She's
hi.
Busy feeding her Facebook cookies.
So she's doing well, you might say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's doing real good. At this time of hour of the night. She's supposed to be sleeping already.
Yeah, but you woke her up.
Seriously.
Why did you wake her up, man? You just could have been sleeping already.
I know.
He's doing a wellness check.
Tora,
has anybody ever knocked on your door just to make sure that you're okay?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, she, Saturday. I wasn't feeling that good. Somebody called her and checked up on me, made sure I was all right, and I told him I'm not feeling good. I'm not coming down there to the party, but 10 minutes later,
okay.
They brought me up a plate of food.
All right.
Yeah, everybody watch one another in this building.
Okay.
All right,
sounds
that's
good,
why
man.
That's why I'm gonna be busy.
Stroke cracks me up. I wonder what he thinks of these chats. If you're not listening, to just kind of follow along.
I can only imagine if we had a first-time listener on tonight.
You know what I should do?
Fortunately, we never do. Tori, he's crazy.
But if you go right there, to the archives and listen, you know, what we've done.
Yeah, we've done some pretty crazy stuff. Like the roast of Rat Boy, that was fun. I liked roasting you, Rat Boy. That was fun.
I know. That was a great thing. But I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
If you listen to our archives...
Amy Lee roasting you.
I miss you. Uh-oh. What?
I said I'd love to hear that.
She loved to hear that. You heard
the roast?
Brady? The roast?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you share it with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to find it.
Okay.
Roasted Rat Boy is more disgusting than you would think. All right, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
You're back.
Nice, you don't want to talk to me.
That's fine. We don't want to talk to her.
No, listen.
I'm going to let you go.
To all your listeners.
Yeah.
To all your listeners.
What?
Okay? If you listen to the archive, make sure you call in at 7:30. Not 9 o'clock no more. It's 7:30.
No, I think people are on to that, aren't they?
Right. Some of them are. But
some
then I can call you up the last half hour.
Who's calling us at
like
11 o'clock
people.
And not able to get on?
Think about it. You got Dustin.
Dustin has called every week so far.
I say he called him last week, too.
He was on the line here. He just doesn't like to wait. So if we don't get right to him, he hangs up.
Well, get back to Tora and Dustin, and I'll be doing some more phone checks in the near future.
Did he say phone sex? Oh, he said
phone
check.
He's
uncomfortably close to that.
A new talk show called Phone Check.
All right, Big Mouth. All right, bro.
I'll be calling up people.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to do any more room checks tonight, Rat Boy, or are you done?
I'm done now. This is the only person.
You're done now.
I can check up on.
I think you should have, like, a calling card. Like, if they don't answer the door, you leave something on the door so they know you were there.
We're going to talk
whether
about
it's,
that.
Like, mayonnaise or honey, a rat turd.
A business card.
Maybe, like, a little, like, super glued-on sticker or something, you know?
Yes, I'm
kidding.
Hey, Brady.
You're crazy, Tour. I don't like any of this.
I got a new show, okay? Got this coming to VOC Nation.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's called In the Comedy Room with Brady Hicks.
All right.
Okay, well, let me get out of here and do
sounds good.
Finish up my business.
That's what you said all night.
Yeah, right? Let me get out of here.
Wait, say it again. Say you got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here.
Can't miss you if you don't leave.
All right.
Thank you, people. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, little people. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm
tell your neighbors I said hi. All right. He is finally gone. All right, Tori. Now it all falls on you to entertain us.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
what's the temperature there?
The food that I sent you.
What? Oh, the food?
That food from Applebee's.
Yeah, Tori's been sending me food and sexy pictures on Facebook now that we reconnected with her latest account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Tori, you know, girl, you know the first thing I do when you friend me with a new account? I have to go in and mute you on Messenger. Because I can't have you blowing up my phone, girl.
Sorry if that got out of hand.
No, really.
I just try to keep myself busy and having so much fun.
It is so much fun. I always tell people what fun it is to look at the pictures of food that you send me or you go into a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What's the temperature like in St. Louis?
I think it's, I'm not for sure.
You know,
now.
I noticed on the map recently, I was looking at the map of the United States. It's a big country, Tora, but I never noticed that St. Louis is almost like as far north as Philadelphia. I always thought it was like down south.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's far up.
It's 39 degrees in St. Louis.
Yeah, 39 degrees.
That's probably what it is here. 37 here, Tora. Damn. Yeah. Hey, Tori, you know they issued a massive recall for tomatoes. Do you have any tomatoes in your fridge? Big recall. You shouldn't eat tomatoes.
Mm-mm.
You know what never gets recalled, Tora?
What?
Chocolate. Chocolate never gets recalled. You ever notice that? Tomatoes, lettuce, pretty much anything that's good for you gets recalled almost weekly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what never lets you down? Chocolate.
Mm-mm.
Especially with nuts.
Right.
Yeah. The nuts are never disappointing, Howard.
Never. Can never go wrong.
I talk to them every week. That's what I meant. Tor, this has been fun. What else you got going on?
Nothing really. I'm trying to go to Christmas. I haven't done my Christmas shopping yet, but I think I'm going to
do that. You should do that. Christmas is like a month away.
Yeah.
What's an example of a great Christmas gift that you would give?
Like Victoria's Secret, the body lotion.
Ah, that's a good one. Now, is that stuff like Victoria's Secret, like you put it on, and that's a gift for somebody else, or is it like you buy it for them?
You buy it for them.
Okay. All right. You know, one year I gave my wife massage coupons, and I feel like I can't do that again.
Aww.
Good for one free massage, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only kidding, Tori. I give horrible massages.
Aww. Don't do that.
I always jump right to the end.
Right to the ending.
I'm kidding. Right to the end. Finishes only. It's what I like in wrestling the best, the finishes. That's why I used my action figures. I'd have them go right to the finish in my when I did the action figures. In fact, Matt, tell me that would not be a wrestling promotion that you would watch, where like they don't actually do the matches, they just get in the ring, and then one person does their finish and the match is over.
I would watch that.
I would, too. It's like the entrances would take longer, you know? But then, like, you get in the ring, kick in the gut, stunner, 1, 2, 3, it's over. Not even the false finishes, just finishes. First person to hit their finish wins.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Make it happen.
That's basically how I used to do it when I was writing for the Email Wrestling League, Matt, back in the day. I just have everything go right to the finish.
Everything goes straight to the finish.
Exactly. Tori, you like a good finish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nothing makes me happier than, like, completing after, like, 3 seconds, you know? Like, 1, 2, 3, that's it, you're done.
1, 2, 3 to finish.
That's it. That's a show right there. All right, Tora. I think we're going to get out of here. This is a bit too much craziness for me.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this, though, this conversation. We'll have to pick this up next week, like this week never happened.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Well, I love you, honey doll. You be good.
Love you, too.
Don't be you taking those sexy pictures and sending them to me. I'm just playing to her. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
That sounds like a borderline evil laugh.
It does. I always say, Tor, wait, hold on, is she still there? Yeah. Tor, are you still there?
Yeah.
I always tell them how you cackle like a witch.
Oh, God.
Can you laugh for us? She's like, like that. Listen to her.
Oh, my God.
All right, do it. All right. All right. Well, that was fun. We got through most of the night without talking about wrestling, which was nice. And here we go. Actually, before we go, we got one more. This is a good one, too. I'm happy to bring him on. Derek McDonald joining us. What's going on, Derek?
Is he sure he wants to join in?
Have you listened to this show at all tonight?
No. But
There's nothing holding us up.
I saw in the group chat that somebody said Raw is boring and formulaic and AEW had lost its momentum. There's nothing to talk about. So I didn't know. I mean, personally, I love Drew McIntyre, but I was just seeing what you guys were talking about.
I like Drew. I do like Drew. Actually, I like that there's like 7 or 8 guys on that show that are like kind of over right now, even if just like for their entrances or whatever. I think that's pretty cool. Tonight we've managed to go the whole night without talking wrestling. We talked about what do we do or watch when we're not watching wrestling because we don't feel like it. And we listed a bunch of shows. And then we found out that Rat Boy does wellness checks on his neighbors in the apartment. So he'll just knock on doors and see if they're okay. So he did one for us on the air. That was pretty good.
Are they old people that he's checking on?
No, they're just like poor people, I guess. I don't know.
What? Why? Wait, hold on.
They're in the apartment with Rat Boy.
For the holidays, we use the word less fortunate. We don't use the word poor.
Less fortunate, yes. Yes. They're blessed. They're blessed children of God.
Yes, like the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2.
Yeah. She turned out to be nice, right? And the old guy that doesn't talk to his son anymore, like him.
Yeah, and just throws out salt, and apparently that makes him a serial killer. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to go back and listen to the show now because I'm going to go back and listen.
Oh, it was good. It was good. We carried on a bit too long. Matt, would you say I went too far this week? I feel like I may have.
Maybe. I don't want to commit to that either way.
Yeah. I feel like I did a good job of, like, straddling that line.
Was it as bad as the time when you said you saw Sunny at a convention and I asked you how you looked and you said she looked like she ate Sunny from 1996? Was it as bad as that?
No, that was pretty bad. And I feel bad about that. I do. Yeah, I feel bad about Sunny now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about all the mean things you said about Awesome Kong back in the day? Is it as bad as that stuff?
What did I say mean about Awesome Kong? I said the Kia comment. That was it.
Yeah, yeah. When you think about a Kia, do you think about when you hear the word Kia, what do you think about? And nobody's saying anything. He's like, yeah, cheap car. He just went into all this stuff about her. Yeah. I love the Kia.
I mean, I wasn't entirely wrong.
There's
a reason why she didn't last in WWE.
You're right.
I mean, I know that pregnancy took its toll on a lot of people, but...
Okay, see, there you go. See, you're inching towards me.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you remember that, right? She pretended to be pregnant.
Did she actually pretend to be pregnant? Is that actually what happened?
Well, I think so. I don't know. I might... play liable if I say that confirmed, but...
Exactly. I'm going to mute myself right now.
Let's just say it's good thing to fly under the radar sometimes.
Yeah.
So it was one of those kind of nights, you know.
Okay. Well, now I'm excited to go back and listen. I'm excited.
You should. You should, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't mind talking a little wrestling. We have a couple more minutes. I said one thing that's actually impressed me about Phil the Fighter is I feel like since he's back with WWE, I'm shocked, but he's over. Like, he got the fans to cheer him over Seth Rollins.
Yes,
and I just can't wrap my head around that.
Me either. Well, distance makes the whole parts grow fonder, I guess. I don't know. It's weird because I wonder if, like, I wonder when he ultimately comes face to face with Roman if they're going to cheer him in that situation. Because that's like that's probably going to be the ultimate test, him and Roman, I'd imagine. But I don't know.
I think he will.
Weird, yeah, wrestling is such a weird, weird time nowadays. I don't know. It's just a lot going on.
And I almost feel like a hypocrite because, like, I trashed him so much going out the door in AEW that, like,
yes,
now that he's back with the company and I see, like, good things and I see, like, Matt, don't take this the wrong way. I know you're a huge AEW fan or whatever, but, like, I feel like the leadership that's in place in WWE would never allow some of those things to happen or not to get out of control like that. Well, now just look at, like, AEW, he's wearing, like, he's wearing, like, a pro-abortion shirt, and in WWE, he's wearing his latest merchandise, which just topped six figures.
Right.
I think
right.
That says, like, all you need to know.
I mean, AEW's got to get their own leadership issues figured out, and, like, I know Tony Khan is enthusiastic about the industry and everything, but, like, he's got to start to piece it together that he's got to be the boss and not just a fan and a boss. He needs to be just the boss.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly what it is. He's like a fanboy.
They threw poor Brian Danielson, who everybody loves. They threw him in the fire pit. And made it seem like he was responsible for Punk being fired. And I was like, oh, not Danielson. Everybody loves Danielson.
Do you think they're going to do a right-to-censor gimmick with Danielson now?
Oh, he should be like their version of the Big Boss Man, eye patch and all. Just make him malevolent.
Oh yeah, Guardian Angel. Yep. I was thinking like standards and practices, like Lenny and Lodi.
Tony Khan. He had when Vince was running Rugshot. He had the golden opportunity to take control over what was looking like a sinking ship, and
yeah,
he just, like you said, as crazy as Vince is, Brett pulled Sean's hair out in a bathroom brawl, and they still went on TV and did business together. Like,
yep.
And so I think we said it before in the show. He should have took the Bucks, and not so much Omega, because he's like Omega. Everybody likes Omega. I would have took the Bucks. I would have took Hangman, and I would have took CM Punk and put them all in a room and goes, everybody, shut the hell up. We're going to make a ton of money off of this, and nobody's going to complain. And that would have been the end of it. That would have been the end of it. So I wouldn't have gave Punk his own show to stay away from everybody. No, we're all going to work together because we're all professionals here, and we're here to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder sometimes, did it start out as, like, kind of a well-intentioned work where they work themselves into a shoot? Because the way it started and the way it was, like, leaked to the newsletters and stuff, it always, like, seemed to me like, you know, like, really, why are we getting this upset here? You know, Hangman said something. Hangman said something where, like, I'm assuming somebody told him to say it. I don't think he just went and shot on, like, CM Punk because he used to be with WWE.
Yeah, I would hope not, yeah.
I wouldn't think so. I'm sure somebody told him to say it. And then Punk comes out, and he retaliates and because he was told to retaliate. And then, like, at some point, one of them took it too far, and the other one got their nose out of joint with it. And that led to the other feuds. To me, the whole thing is like, it had to have started out as a work, I think.
Or a misunderstanding, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you said, when Hangman did his promo, and then Punk came back and did his promo, right then and there, I would have said, all right, fellas, we're going to make money. We're going to make money. And then there's the belief that FTR doesn't like the Bucks. Let's put FTR with Punk. Let's put Buck with the Bucks with Hangman. Let's make money.
Yeah.
And business would have been booming for them. And instead, Tony, who you always say he's a nice guy. And this is what wrestling does to nice guys. This is what the business does to nice guys. It takes advantage of him. I feel bad for the guy because they're taking advantage of him. And,
companies that are run by dicks tend to be a lot more efficient.
Yeah, which is sad to say, but I feel bad the moment CM Punk goes, it's not his job to explain these things. I'm trying to run a company here. From that moment on, I was like, oh, Tony. Tony.
Yeah.
That was the moment.
The look on Tony's face when CM Punk is going off talking about working with children and like how it's like insane there and like just trashing the company. And Tony's just sitting there smiling like, this guy is so funny. He's my best friend.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. He lost all credibility.
When he did you hear reports about when Punk came back and he did the promo and, Tony Khan and Gorilla going, CM Punk, feel like, buddy, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't chant for your own employees. Like,
right. Imagine Hunter doing that.
Yeah, right? Like, Johnny wrestling. I love the guy.
Hunter's too busy trashing everybody.
Yeah, right behind their back. This fucking guy.
Snarky.
But I hope he figures it out because he had something special there in the beginning, and it seems like he's just losing it.
Me too. Yeah, because I got a feeling what's next is like some of these older guys, not Edge necessarily, but some of these older guys that came over are going to go back to finish out their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty much free to say whatever they want. So we already have an idea, like, what Matt Hardy thinks about the whole thing, you know? And we already know what Andrade kind of thinks about the whole thing. Even Rusev is, like, starting to thaw to the idea of, like, going back. He said stuff, like, here and there about, like, maybe we'd go back.
I saw Andrade tweeted out, almost time for me to leave. over the weekend.
Yeah.
It seems like it's just a matter of time. And, there aren't too many people in there I'm excited for. Like, I like MJF, but he's getting to the point where WWE was with Roman Reigns, where he's the only thing going on the show. And I'm really excited for Swerve, but I can't trust him to do right by Swerve, because I've been excited by a lot of guys, and then they just drop the ball on the guy. So...
It's true. I would love to see Swerve. Swerve to me would be somebody that would be great as a world champion. He even said he felt WWE tried to push him too soon.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
If I had a list of guys who should beat MJF right now, Swerve's at the top of the list for me. But for all I know, they're gonna put him on Samoa Joe.
Yeah, probably. I'm actually surprised Jay White didn't win. I really was sure that was what they were going to do.
Well, they didn't do him any favors with the way that was booked either. They gave, on paper, the man had every advantage in that match, and he still managed to lose. I know a lot of people in America might not be familiar with, but, Jay White is a world-class, upper-card talent.
Yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. He is not a guy who should lose in a position where he's being presented as being the absolute favorite in a match.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having Nakamura to lose to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of same kind of thing.
At least they try to make you care. I was gonna say at least they try to make you care about Nakamura. It might not work, but they trust. Jay White, he's just another guy now. And when they signed Jay White, I was thinking, okay, this is the equivalent to when WWE got AJ Styles. This is the equivalent to that. You can put Jay White in there. He can get a big win, like when AJ beat Cena over this at SummerSlam. Yep. Get a big win, and you got a prime time player.
I agree.
And they put him in there with MJF, and they beat him.
I agree. Now he's part of the Gun Club. Yeah. By the way, Juice Robinson is amazing. He's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Hearing him cackle and yell, like when they kidnap somebody or something, he's just amazing.
Yes.
Even just the name, Rock Hard Juice Robinson, he looks like a creep. He's incredible. He's amazing.
They have so much there, and they just, they're not doing
anything. I know. I wish I could have the book there for a week. I'd have him jumping right to the finish in every match. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you got guys like Andrade and Rush and Roosh and all these guys who you can just make money with and refuse to do it.
And you got, like, all Ring of Honor. Yeah, there's so much they could do. By the way, did you see the pictures and the videos of MJF meeting John Cena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't listen. As much as he's run his mouth, and I understand he's like a good guy now or whatever, but like, to me, he looked like the biggest tool bag after everything that he said and did. To be like gushing up to John Cena, like Cena's like complimenting him. He's just like smiling ear to ear, and like it was like the biggest moment in his life. I thought MJF was going to ask for an autograph. I did.
I would have used that to work my character. I would completely work my character with Cena there. But you know
if AEW's smart, they will.
Yeah, but that's probably.
I mean, that video has got to be public domain.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the Von Erichs tomorrow, but I don't know. Just hope they do something with him. Hope they just don't have him in the crowd waving.
Yeah, probably. I mean, who's like the best comedy, you know, like bad guy, you know?
It
if Danhausen
MJF
were a bad guy, I'd have him come out and do the claw to Danhausen, and it would be funny.
Or, like, they'll probably do something.
Christian.
I don't know. Can you have Christian come out and mock his dad being dead? Because it's kind of like a tragedy. But in a perfect world, you'd have Juice Robinson and Jay White as some of your top heels, and you have them in the ring with those guys. But they're not going to do it.
No, they're not. They're not. And that's a shame. That's a shame. I don't want to do it.
No,
I really don't want to do it.
I will be on earlier next week because I'm on Christmas.
You will?
Christmas.
I can't make
I'm
next
Christmas
week.
Christmas present rocking duty. Oh, okay. Well, then the week
I can't make next week, but they'll be here. Howard will be running the board, so they're, you know, it'll be. I'm going to try and call in later.
Yeah, I'm going to call in and wrapping Christmas presents.
And then the following week is the drunk episode.
Oh,
I don't know even know if that's possible at 7:30.
I'm upset. That's pretty early to be drinking. If you're drinking that early, you probably have a problem. You should probably go with the problem.
I know. It's like that one year, like I was pre-gaming. I started pre-gaming at 5 o'clock for a 9 o'clock show. And I sat down to watch Raw. Howard, did I ever tell you this story?
No,
I know I talked about it on air. I sat down to watch Raw at 5 o'clock. I was drinking pretty heavily. And at some point I realized that the three-hour Raw was taking me longer to watch on the DVR than, like, a live episode of Raw. Because it was pushing 9 o'clock, and I was only in, like, the second hour. So, like, I don't know how it took me long. Like, I don't know where that time went. I figure I must have, like, paused it and, like, forgot that I paused it because I was drinking. I don't know. But that episode of Raw took me, like, 3.5 hours to finish.
That's hilarious.
Kidnapped by aliens.
Yeah, I don't know where that time went.
Something happened there. I blacked out, man. I blacked out. Speaking of blackout, we're going to black out these next 3 minutes. What's going on, Dustin? We're almost out of time, but I had to get you on.
Yeah.
Get you on, get you off, as they say.
My birthday was yesterday.
Well, happy birthday. How old are you now?
29.
I feel like you were calling into here when you were like 13.
Bro, right, yeah. I'm 29.
Wow. Okay, so, happy birthday.
Raw last night was fire. The CM Punk and Rollins segment, that was awesome. Like, I enjoyed every minute of it.
You back on the
Whose side are you on for that?
Seth.
Because he's your two favorite wrestlers.
CM Punk ain't my favorite wrestler anymore. He hasn't been in a decade.
Anymore.
Is it the tattoos? I don't really like them either.
No, I just I quit being a fan after he left WWE 10 years ago.
Yeah, Brady, he bought his house. Damn it.
Basically, all the CM Punk stuff I had, I put in a dumpster in a barrel and burn it.
You burned the dumpster?
God. No, I burnt all the CM Punk stuff I had.
In the dumpster?
Yeah. I burnt everything.
Where did you burn it and then throw it in the dumpster, like the ashes?
No. I threw all. I said, like a trash can type thing. Like I burnt everything I had.
Oh, like the player leaves a team and the fans burn their jerseys and
they burn their jerseys
that.
In a gate for
in a container.
Yeah, right. Basically everything. All autographed pictures.
See,
everything.
I would have done like what some fans do. I would have used like duct tape to spell out the name of another wrestler and still wear the shirt.
And the number, yeah, like a brow.
Right,
like
yeah.
World's quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what I read about.
So I'm getting a lot more Seth Rollins shirts for Christmas. So.
Does he have that many that you can get a lot more?
Yep. Actually, I got to get there. There's like 12 Rhea Ripley shirts I got to get. They're different designs.
Jesus
I have.
Christ.
You need 12 Rhea Ripley shirts?
Yeah, one of each design.
Oh, my God.
Where do in what social situations do you wear all these pro wrestling T-shirts?
Yeah.
We did a show on that, by the way. Where can you wear these shirts?
When I go to wrestling events?
Yeah.
You're going to wear
like,
a
T-shirt?
Besides wrestling events, where else?
That's it.
That's about it. They sit in the closet, so.
Would you wear it to a bar? Like to
Probably
go pick
not.
Up girls?
Probably
yeah.
not.
Okay.
Also, I got to be wearing my cowboy
shirt. I always wanted a Ravishing Rick Rude. There's a Ravishing Rick Rude shirt where it's just him posing, and it says, sup, ladies. Like, I want to get that.
Yeah,
Brady.
Yeah, there's certain shirts you can wear.
Brady. Since I got it on topic.
Hold on. I want to say, I asked for a Bray Wyatt shirt for Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a thank you, Bray. My mom's
yeah.
like, what the hell is this? My mom's like, it's got a bug on it, and it says thank you, Bray.
Brady.
Don't worry about it, Mom. Just buy it.
Brady.
Buy the shirt. Yeah,
Brady.
Question.
My Cowboys ran all over your Eagles Sunday.
Oh, here we go with the Cowboys.
Here we
not 1995, sir. It's not 1995.
He's no fan like a Cowboys fan.
All right.
I was not that game. I was at that
I
game.
I thought you were a Seattle fan.
No, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Didn't you used to like Seattle? Don't I remember that?
No. The reason why I rooted for Seattle is my nephew lost. That's why.
Sir, Troy Aikman is not running out that locker room, sir.
So I will be at Royal Rumble and I will be at WrestleMania.
You wear your Cowboys jersey when you do.
It won't be at the Super Bowl though.
Okay, Brady, is that a challenge? Okay, I'll wear all my cowboy gear, walk around Philadelphia, see what happens.
Yeah, you better not.
Get video
I can tell it.
You
should.
You should. What jersey do you have? What Cowboys jersey do you have?
Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah, you
God.
Should
you
wear
need
that.
Get like
that'd
a,
be fun.
Yeah,
need
yeah,
a,
yeah.
That would be great.
You didn't even get a Parsons jersey. At least that's respectable.
Well,
what about,
you know.
What about like an Ezekiel Elliott like retro jersey where you like cut off the stomach so it's like a belly shirt? Would you do that?
That dude is nothing but trouble.
Who, Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, he's a criminal.
Sir, you root for the Cowboys. You remember Michael Irvin? You remember him?
I've never rooted for Ezekiel Elliott, so honestly, I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad he left Dallas.
What about Ray Lewis? Did you like him?
Oh, I mean, Ray.
So, well, Brady, it was good talking to you.
You know, hold on, Dustin. You know, Ray Lewis, he's my second least favorite Ray after Ray Mysterio, the deadbeat dad.
The deadbeat
dad. Oh. You take that back. You leave Ray Ray alone.
Ray Mysterio's birthday, Ray Mysterio's birthday was yesterday.
How do you know this?
What? Yeah, his
birthday was June 19th.
No, his
Are you
birthday,
sure his birthday
is
isn't June 19th?
No, it's December 11th.
Well, all his shirts say 619 on them.
Oh, my God. All right, it is time to pull the plug.
Look it up, baby. It'll say December 11th.
So, wait a minute. You called Ezekiel Elliott a criminal, but the Cowboys in the 90s had a house called the White House where they did cocaine and prostitutes.
Right. Yeah, I feel bad about the New Day not doing anything relevant in like a decade.
Oh, you feel bad for the New Day? Oh, don't feel bad.
But they haven't done nothing in a decade.
Starting with the New Day.
Yeah, right. They haven't done anything in a decade.
Dustin.
Right?
Dustin.
Yeah.
If you had to say who was going to end up with the bigger career, would it be The Miz or Kofi Kingston?
Oh, Brady's lost
The Miz.
Battle.
The Miz.
Oh, well, you've lost that battle, sir. You've lost that battle.
Eric and I made a bet like we made a bet like 13 years ago.
Brady was bashing poor Kofi. Brady was bashing. He's always going to have that stupid gimmick and the stupid stuff. Brady just went on a whole rant about poor Kofi. Kofi did nothing but exist. He didn't even do anything. He just was existing. And Brady decided
That's pretty much all he did was exist.
Brady, what'd you think about the ending of the Christian Cage and Adam Copeland match last Wednesday?
Oh, where the lady turned on her son? No. The lady turned on Edge, right?
Yeah.
What, Nick Wayne's wife, right?
It was mother.
What are you doing?
Well, who's the wrestler? She was married to a wrestler. I thought it was Nick Wayne.
That was Nick Wayne's mom.
Look, for the record,
I understand that,
she was married to what's his name? Is his father named
Buddy
Nick
Wayne?
Buddy Wayne.
Buddy there Wayne. You Thank Buddy you. Wayne.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
My question is, why did his mom let Edge hit him with the chair and then wait like a week late, like all this time later to get revenge? Why didn't she save her son to begin with?
Maybe she was plotting.
She was waiting for a chance.
It all comes full circle.
Get that bastard in Montreal for Brett.
It'd be like if who's the oldest? Who's the one Hart brother, the one that always holds grudges? Not Brett, the other one.
Bruce.
Be like if Bruce came out and attacked Shawn Michaels on NXT this week.
I'd pay to see that. I would pay to watch Bruce.
I would too. I would too. It would be pretty amazing. Who's that? Oh, that's Bruce Hart.
That's Bruce Hart.
All right.
Years after he was pinned by one of Shawn Michaels' knights, he was back for revenge.
I forgot that. Well, he survived. Owen was the only one that got pinned.
That's right, Owen. Nasty Owen.
Because you know why? Because Brett was so damn selfish.
All you had to do was tag. That's all you had to do.
All you had to do was tag me, Brett, but you didn't. You're selfish.
Oh, I miss Owen.
Owen was amazing. I miss Owen.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was. All right. Well, I think we got to get out of here. Derek, I'm thrilled to hear you're going to be on next week. I can't call in. I'm going to try, but I'll probably be late. Mm-hmm. But they'll be here. Howard's going to hold up the that end with the board. And did you hear we had Stro call in last week? That was pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like he's got a little while to go health wise, but it sounds like he's doing better. So.
Yeah, I was happy to hear from him, Strong.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was starting to get worried.
So. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, let's close things out. Again, next week Harold will be running the board, but we'll still be here. And in 2 weeks' time is the drunken episode of the show. Hopefully the 7:30 start time doesn't throw people off. I wonder if we
it's going to ruin somebody's relationship, 7:30 drinking.
Seriously. Well, I've almost had the show do that to mine. Yeah, the year when I blacked out. I did. I still won't
That's
listen
right.
to that episode. I'm like, I'm like gagging in the microphone. I have no memory of it. We fielded calls. I don't remember any of them. It was awful.
Yes.
Alcohol really is a nasty thing.
Me and you got into an argument over Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit. Why I don't remember. I just remember we were fighting over Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit.
Oh, I said that everything that Chris Benoit did, Dean Malenko could have done.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's
yeah.
the hell it went. Yeah. I stand by that.
No, you don't.
I do. They were the same guy.
No, they weren't. And I like Dean Malenko. I love the Iceman, but come on.
Remember when they made him a sex addict? Vince McMahon, man, what a he was a tyrant. Then he made Dean Malenko like a sex crazy guy.
You're right. You're right.
He was a captain leader.
Dean
Bond, right. Captain leader.
Song. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He's going after Lita. Sex addict. Yeah.
Vince McMahon. Oh my God.
Yeah, that made my night.
Make
yeah.
Dean Malenko an interesting character.
Honestly, I think Chris
James
Jericho
Bond
came the closest.
Song.
Yeah. Chris Jericho came the closest though with the lists and the, you know, the thousand holds and
the list of the thousand holds. Yeah. The man of the thousand arm holds.
Arm bar. He kept saying arm bar.
Right. Arm bar.
It's like every five.
Oh, I'm gonna watch
twisted.
That,
twisted. Nipple leg lock.
Yeah. And they come in and rip up his legs. And he's by my lip. And he's ripping up the pieces. He's trying to pick up the pieces. They ripped up. You ruined it.
Good stuff. Yeah, but the moral of the story, though, with Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit and all that other stuff, it, alcohol is a nasty thing, you know.
Yes,
if it weren't for the no sex thing, I could be straight edge like CM Punk. You know. Yeah, that one didn't really. Oh, I got one for that. It's just not queued up. There we go.
Good. What a sad version of that. That is so sad.
The world just the world's saddest.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So let's get out of here then. Matt, I'll start with you. Anything to plug this week?
Nope.
Nope. That's nice.
I'm plugged.
How about you, Derek? Derek's gone. Okay. No plugs for Matt. Gotcha. Whereas, like, I have all kinds of plugs all over. Howard, what do you got going on, man?
We just had WCW Retro Thursday night, 8 o'clock. We'll have an open forum discussion from 8 to 10 or 8 to 8:05,
there you have it. Okay, cool. Well, from my end, thank you everybody for checking out this episode of In the Room right here on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. We'll be back next week, although Howard Morgan's going to be running the board. I won't be available until potentially later in the show. In 2 weeks' time, December 26th, we have the drunken episode. Invite everybody to join us for that. Also, if you missed it, be sure to go back and check the feed, the podcast feed for VOC Nation on, you know, whatever platform. Bruce Wirt, my business partner, the former co-host of the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, the original terrestrial radio show that I used to do with Bruce, he hosted a show, VOC Nation Wrestling, with our former co-host, Namar, this week. It was a surprise to me. I saw it uploaded. Very exciting, so be sure to check that out. And, yeah, be sure to stay tuned to the feed for all the exciting stuff we've got going on. We're back to, like, having live content basically 5 days a week, which is pretty neat. Yeah, I think that's about it. ECWA, let me pull this up. ECWA on December 20th, so that's next Wednesday. There's going to be a contractor poll match. It's available on the wrestling YouTube page at ECWA 1967. That's six wrestlers, four stockings, three of which contain coal, and one has a contract for a title match at the time and date of the winner's choosing. That's going to do it. Everybody take care. Be good to each other. Love you all very much. We'll talk soon. All right.